Village of Round Lake, regular board meeting, September 8th, 2015.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call to order the regular village of, meeting for the Village of Round Lake at 7 o'clock. And clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
Don, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Don. Making that motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of August 17, 2015.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Newby. Is there any comments? Madam Clerk, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment that is done tonight? Make a motion for the consent agenda, including items 5.1 through 5.7 as follows. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $351,657.05. Approve the payroll for the period ending August 23, 2015, in the amount of $132,053.90. 5.3, adopt a resolution approving a contract with Schroeder & Schroeder Incorporated for the 2015 sidewalk and curb repair project at a cost not to exceed $67,511. 5.4, adopt a resolution approving a construction engineering service agreement with Baxter Woodman to provide construction services for the MacGillis Drive Bridge Replacement Project at a cost not to exceed $110,000. 5.5, adopt a resolution approving a construction engineering services agreement with Baxter & Woodman to provide construction services for the Forest Avenue / MacGillis Drive improvement project at a cost not to exceed $35,300. 5.6, adopt an ordinance authorizing the Public Works Department to dispose of village-owned surplus property through public auction. And 5.7, accept the July Treasurer's Report as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippin, seconded by Trustee Foy. Is there any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 6.1 from the clerk's office. Madam Clerk.
Just want to let everybody know that the NYCRA Columbus will be doing their fundraising, September 18th and 19th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the corners of Route 134 and Cedar Lake and Fairfield and Route 134. So please try to stop by that way and
thank you. Item Public Works, item 10.1, making a motion to adopt a resolution accepting a bid from Chicagoland Paving Contractors Incorporated for the Forest Avenue Reconstruction Project in an amount not to exceed $344,900.
Correct.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Is there any discussion? Clerk, do you know how many bids were let on there?
I believe it's five.
Good. Good. Thank you. Any other discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Griffin. Aye. Trustee Boyd.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Nibby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 14.1, under Mayor's comments, the IML conference session selection. As you know, Thursday, which is next Thursday, September 17th, the Illinois Municipal League 102nd Annual Conference will start. We have myself, the mayor, and Trustee Crayley, and Administrator Shields, who is going to attend this year's sessions. And what we did was outline the itinerary from their program for the three of us to attend each day, each of the scheduled sessions. I just want to read them. I'm not even going to go into who's going to where, but just to get through it and let you know what we're doing. On the first day, we're going to do the ins and outs of municipal liens and demolitions, the value of municipal internal audit, how healthy are Illinois cities. There's a roundtable for managers. I'll let you guess who's going to that one. Budgeting fundamentals, the tools and techniques of revenues, expenses, and choices, and IDOT, changes, planning, and goals, and what they mean for local governments. On Friday, we have highlighted how TIF districts can benefit your community. Administrative on the adjunction revisited. Saying no when no isn't an option. Revenue enhancement through online tax enforcement. Performance measures and management. Penance or best practices. How to develop your retail recruitment roadmap. Making your community more friendly to real estate brokers. Roundtable for council members. Doing downtown differently. Taking transparency to the next level. Roundtable for mayors. And video gaming in Illinois, a perspective on the results, ramifications, and the future. Then on Saturday, we will be attending privatization of municipalities for public works, employees do's and don'ts, the demolition toolbox, police use of deadly force, concealed carry, community revitalization, the role of retail, negotiating the building code maze, downtown neighborhoods and corridors. So those are the sessions that we have scheduled. Some of them overlap. Our intent will be to get in there early and grab the handouts and be able to make maybe a nice little presentation of handouts that we can get to the board and everybody can peruse through that after the session. So that's it for the IML. Bear with me one moment. Also, last week was the opening for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. I'm not sure I say that right. People like to add Vietnam Veterans War Memorial. It is not a war memorial. It is a memorial dedicated to those who served both dead and alive. I'd like to thank everybody that attended. And everybody that volunteered time to the memorial. It was a small, quaint little kickoff. There was four mayors present. We each gave a brief speech, and there was a keynote speaker who gave quite a presentation. He was a recipient of the Medal of Honor and was quite an inspiring person to listen to. Steve also showed up, so thank you. good day. Congratulations to the Chamber of Commerce. I'd also like to thank our police department for their dedication, attendance, and participation in the funeral of G.I. Joe, as we intimately know, the officer who was slain at Foxland last week. Chief, thank you. Thank the department. Last week, I wrote a quick letter to the mayor. I think I shared that with you. And that letter was very informal, just saying that our sympathies went out and to let the Village of Fox Lake know if they needed anything from us. All they needed was a phone call and it would have been immediately received. Today I wrote a formal condolence letter to the mayor of Fox Lake, Donnie Schmidt, which you have in front of you. I'd like to read it for public record. Dear Mayor Schmidt, on behalf of the Village of Round Lake, please accept our deep condolences for your fallen officer, Lieutenant Charles Joseph Glenless. Obviously, we have lost someone special. The death of an officer is always a great tragedy. All of your neighbors mourn with you. Please know that we are grateful for the dedication and service of those who risk their lives to ensure the safety of our citizens and neighbors. We honor the heroes who have lost that we have lost, and salute those who continue to protect and serve our communities. But as we know, that is the circle of life, and we have to accept the hard realities of death. I know that you, your staff, and Joe's family have hard times ahead, so all the best wishes are with you. May God help you and give you strength to overcome from this tough time. I am sure that your community and Joe's family will be consoled by cherished memories. He touched the lives and hearts of many. If there is anything that I can do for you or Joe's family, I would consider it an honor. Sincerely, Mayor Dan McGillis. We mailed that out to the Village of Round Lake today on behalf of the village, and quite a tragedy. So again, Chief, please thank your department for us, and I'd like to thank everybody on the DS here for everybody in the nation. I happen to see, well, I won't mention that one. There's an email that went out about a T-shirt fundraiser for the family, and I happen to see what was a report of amount on it. It was very successful. We'll just leave it at that. Thank you for everybody who contributed to that. And with that, I will pass it on to trustees' comments.
Well, I was at the Dizzle One Zoom and also at the funeral. The outpouring was tremendous. I was going to bring up the T-shirts as I saw on Channel 5. I thought if we had any media here, it would be nice if the entire board bought a T-shirt and wore them all for one meeting, just to show solidarity with our new class.
Thank you, Charlie.
There isn't much more that I could add to what's already been said this evening, except how the family stands behind now that Joe is gone. And then I would ask all of you, if you have a moment, please send an email or a thanks to Shanna, who was the driving force for the reason for that memorial wall, to have made it and to have been set up, and all the volunteers here because of her hard work. Everything that happened because of that woman's ability to make it all come together. And I'm amazed at all the work that she managed to put into it and find people to put into it as well. So if you have a moment, please send a message of thanks to her. She deserves that. That's a very good. Thank you.
Yeah. What I always think about is, you know, they sit here and stuff at home. I was very distraught by hearing of that officer when it was being killed. It really broke my nerves because I have an explorer that actually worked right along with me. And he was, you know, he went into pieces because of the kids. And bottom line was that I just stood there and looked. I'm going to say this, and I'd like for it to be on record. Police lives matter. A lot. I go to sleep under a blanket that they provide every night. I'm one of those people that actually can sit down and say that virtually I can leave my back door open to somebody in this town and nothing happens, because 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, we never close. The police department keeps doing their job. The only thing that makes me wonder is that, so when I bent my knee the other night and I said a prayer for family of our departed brother, I said one for everybody in the Round Lake, and everybody that wears a blue uniform in the Round Lake. With because I'm there to support you. And that's the way I feel. So, I have nothing else to add.
I actually spent a lot of time at the Vietnam War. It's a little overwhelming. It's a good time to receive it. I've been to the winter of Washington twice. It's been in our area. And you've never seen it. You miss something as you go there. There's 58,272 names of people who made the ultimate sacrifice. So it wasn't just good. I've been along with that. I have what happened to an officer at Fox Lake. I'm hoping that somewhere along the line, I know we have a lot of laws and a lot of rules, but I think people, anybody who's performing a service to our communities, to our cities, and somebody takes them out the way they have been doing, there has to be something else done. There has to be some other punishments handed out. It's, I think right now it's almost a joke. I'm sorry. They can make them, they go to prison for 20 years when they go through the legal system. I think somebody somehow, somebody has to come up with a better way, a better solution of handling these problems. That's all I have.
Beginning with the Memorial Law. I get very emotional. Just to be here for this country and to have what we have to love and to live. I don't know where to be here, but that might.
I think it would be appropriate if we could have a moment of silence for Officer Joe Glenowitz, the village of Fox Lake, and Joe's family.
And there was a shout out to one of our officers, and it has to do with G.I. Joe's passing. Apparently a child in the Magellan area was rather afraid to go to school and afraid that the bad men were still out there. One of our officers took it upon himself to help this child and to give this young person a sense of security. That officer is Eric Lansford. I think that we should all send a thank you to him. I think that the kids don't understand everything that they're hearing their parents talk about and everything that they're just hearing in general. And they're taking in fear, and they're scared, obviously. And so this officer just went above and beyond to help a child and help this kid go to school. He didn't want to go to school. To get him to school and to help him through the turmoil. That's a lot said for one of our officers. Thank you, Dave.
Any additional business? If not, we get a motion to adjourn.
Mm-hmm.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned at 7:21 p.m.